might know of the original sin. You might know how to be with fire. But did you know of the murder committed?
Sleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip quickly. Fix me, can you read the signs? Thumbing your way to Vegas, steady, and dreaming of the other side. Save your tears and laughter, because it doesn't matter what you find. It ain't pretty.
Susan Graham from Sydney, Australia, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Amy from Dirty Blonde, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, my name's Lauren, and I'm from Texas, and I'm listening to my favorite podcast, Concert Blast.
I'm Kelly, and I'm from Texas, and I'm listening to my favorite podcast, Concert Blast.
Hey, guys, this is Jay from Dirty Blonde, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Amanda O'Donnell in Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast, my favorite podcast.
This is Benji Olson of the Tennessee Titans, and you're listening to my friends Mike, Brian, and Tom on ConcertBlast.com.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike.
And Tom.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hey.
We are here at the NXS show in Nashville, Tennessee at the Ryman Auditorium.
Well, we're going back to AC/DC after the show.
About Dirty Blonde a little bit first.
Well, first of all, our buddy that we met, Paul, was going to get me access so I can take the microphone in to record some fans and some of their reactions. The problem was he went to go get the tour manager. The tour manager got distracted on something else, and I was stuck out there, and so I was late and only got to see about four songs of Dirty Blonde. So, Tom, you'll have to take it off from how they started off.
Yeah, they started off with a song named Shut Up, and it was really a good song, and I tell you what, Amy could really just put the vocals to it. I mean, she just jumped out there, and we just kind of like, wow.
They have some catchy tunes, and our good buddy, the guitarist,
Jay, the acoustic guitarist,
he was very friendly to us. He even wrote out the set list for us.
Yeah, I think he kind of forgot, and he said, oh yeah, guys, here's a set list, you know. So that was very nice of you, Jay. Thank you, man.
And then we met them after their set over at their signing table, at their merchandise table.
Nice guys, man.
Oh,
very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. They have some catchy tunes. They did a cover of Tom Petty's Last Dance with Mary Jane. And that sounded pretty good.
It really did.
It sounded really good.
I tell you what, the last song that they sang is their new single called Walk Over Me. Man, was that not a great song?
That's a great song.
That you're a little bit too nice. I look a little bit like hell. Cause I'm a little overtired. And I'm a little overwhelmed. And you're a little bit too late. And it's a little bit too soon. And I'm a little bit too strange. For somebody like you. Oh,
CD comes out, I think they said it was going to come out in the middle of May. Be looking for Dirty Blonde. That's D-I-R-T-I-E, Blonde. I think you'll be pleased by getting this CD.
Absolutely, man.
It's like pop rock, and it's really catchy tunes.
Yeah, we definitely enjoyed them. I mean, they were a great opening band for NXS. How did NXS start off, Mike? What did we see up on the screen?
Actually, we were walking back to our seats, and Tom says, we have 3 minutes. And we got to our seats, and all of a sudden they showed a big clock, a digital clock. It says 4:59, 4:58, 4:50, and it did a countdown.
Oh, I loved it, man. I thought that was so cool because it got everybody to their seats, got everybody pumped up and ready to go. But what was the song they were playing during the countdown?
About 3 minutes to go, they started up some AC/DC.
Yes,
TNT.
That's right, man.
And that whole crowd going, oi!
They were getting into it, man. I mean, that was just a great song, you know, to get started with before the actual show started. And
it had it turned up. The volume was turned up really good. It was very clear. The clock, when it got to 5 seconds, everybody in the crowd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And they just screamed. They had a big old black curtain out front, and the curtain dropped at the end of that countdown. There was the band up on the stage risers. Now, let's talk about the stage risers. In the middle, there was like a three-tier drum riser. And that's where the drummer, John Ferris, was drumming. To the right of him, if you're looking at the stage, it is Gary. Gary Beers is the bass player for NXS.
Yep.
To the left of the drummer, you have one of the most talented guys in the band. Is a very important guy, Andrew Ferris.
Yes.
And he does the keyboards, harmonicas, the guitars. And he was busy all night long.
Yes, he was. I mean, he was getting into the show, too. But I tell you what, man, he could play everything so wonderful. And I tell you, he's a great musician.
And he also did a lot of percussion, like tambourines and shakers and stuff like that. But out front on the stage was Kirk to the left, if you're facing the stage, and then Tim Ferris to the right.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, here comes out J.D.
J.D. the man. I tell you what, man.
J.D. Fortune is the man. And I tell you what, guys, they started off with
Suicide Blonde.
Suicide Blonde sounded so good.
Oh, he really did. I mean, everybody couldn't believe that JD just nailed it, man.
He nailed all of NXS.
He really did. I mean, he must have really taken some time, but I tell you what, he has got a strong voice, and I tell you what, he sounded great.
He did. During that Suicide Blonde, Andrew Ferris really played a harmonica that was just outstanding. I mean,
yes, he did.
If you listen to the record, it sounded just like that record. I mean, he was blowing that thing like crazy. He was playing the keyboards, sometimes playing the guitar, and blowing the harmonica at the same time. It was just amazing.
Yes, it was.
He's very talented.
Yes, it was. But he, tell you what, you can tell that NXS was very excited about being in the Ryman. I mean, they just looked around and just the acoustics were just absolutely fabulous. I think they had as good a time as we did, don't you think, Mike?
Oh, I know they did.
Oh, man. They were just saying Nashville, Nashville, Nashville.
Uh-huh.
The next song they started with was what, Mike?
It's from the new album, Switch. And the second song of the night was The Devil's Party. It's a little dance tune like.
Yeah, and speaking of dancing, man, he was out there doing some jigs.
Oh, yeah. JD came out there and he had was dressed in black with a red shirt. He had like a black jacket, he had a black jeans. He had sunglasses at first when he came out.
Yes,
and he looked cool, didn't he?
He did.
By the end of Devil's Party, he had taken his glasses off.
Then the third song, everybody knew it was just another song that people were just jumping up and down with. It was Mystify. How do you like that song, Mike?
Oh, man. Mystified, man. It's always a good song. Again, he knows how to sing Michael's songs.
Yes, he does, man. I mean, he got going so strong, man, he started getting hot, and he started taking his jacket off. Of course, all the girls start screaming like crazy.
Yeah, by this song, he had his jacket off.
Then after Mystified, they came out with...
Another new song.
Yep, another new song, Perfect Strangers. And you know what? I like that song.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, it's
that
got a good. Great beat to it. It sounded like that's definitely going to be a hit off their new CD, Switch. And I tell you what, I liked it.
We could be perfect strangers. Let's spend tonight. We could be perfect strangers.
Perfect Strangers, they had two backup singers come out.
Yes, they did. They waited until Perfect Strangers to bring them out. And I tell you what, those two girls, they could really sing. And the harmony just really, I mean, tell you what, man, they didn't come out with a live CD because they sound so incredibly good.
I would love to have a copy of tonight's show.
Oh, wouldn't that not be wonderful? I tell you what.
That would be awesome.
They had CDs to sell tonight, the live show tonight, they would have sold a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and just to see JD jumping around acting crazy and really taking the front man, it's a show to see, guys. If NXS is anywhere around your town, definitely go see him.
I tell you what, he was born to be a front man.
He really was. You know, he's young, but he's still, I mean, you can tell he's very intelligent, but he really, as we mentioned earlier with a couple of the fans, his heart is really into it. I mean, he really enjoys what he's doing, and I think he realizes, I mean, it's a blessing that he is there to do what he's doing, and he's loving every minute of it.
They all sit down on the
right in front of the drum set.
And Kirk went and traded for an acoustic guitar. And I was thinking, well, they're going to do an unplugged set or something.
Yeah, you thought that.
Yeah, but what they're doing, they just calmed down a little bit and fell right into the hit, By My Side.
By my side.
Yeah, that was another good song, man. Tell you, everybody kept standing up, man. They couldn't sit down, could they?
That's right. And they also played a lot of songs off their new album, Switched.
Yes, they did. They probably played every one, but maybe what, two, wouldn't you say, Mike?
Yeah, they probably played about six or seven off of it.
Yeah, they really did.
Just like this next song, which is a very neat song, with his deep vocals and a lot of posing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Afterglow.
Touch me and I will fall.
It's another new one. Yeah, then they played Taste It. I mean, really got the crowd into it, and JD, of course, sang it well.
That's when he introduced the band in the middle of that. Of course, they all got applauses. And, of course, he did a lot of little posing and dancing again.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
But the next song is what really started firing the audience up, too. They kicked in with Original Sin. Yeah, that got them going.
Dream on, white boy. Dream on, black girl, black girl. Then wake up to a brand new day. To find your dreams are washed away.
I got the crowd up on their feet again and just singing and clapping. And I'll tell you what, man, they definitely had the crowd in the palm of their hand.
I love to watch him jump. He jumped straight up in there like he's jumping 10 feet in the air.
He just moved around and he danced and he knew he was having just a great time. He just kind of like bounces from one of the musicians to the next thing, and he's just enjoying himself.
JD changed shirts. He took off his red shirt, he put on a t-shirt, and then he went over to the side of the stage, and I was thinking, what's he doing? Then all of a sudden one of the female backup singers came out front. And she started singing this song off the Switched album again, called God's Top 10.
You remember Mama smiling, Daddy's little girl, bad weather, cold meteor storm.
Off with her singing, then JD sang it, joined in a little later. At the end of that song, though, that's what really put chills down my spine.
No doubt about it. That was probably the biggest shock of the night. And I mean, he had both girls down there this time, and he was in the middle of them, and they started singing
Amazing Grace.
Man, I tell you, that sounded good.
They really did. You could tell they definitely had sang that several times before, because they all sounded just absolutely fantastic.
During Amazing Grace, though, it was mainly their vocals, and it was like a guitar, an acoustic guitar in the back that Andrew was strumming. He would just strum, and they would sing, and he would just strum, and they would sing another line.
Yeah.
And, man, that put chills down your spine. And then you remembered, hey, man, I'm in the mother church of country music.
That's exactly right.
That's what it was built for.
Yeah, that probably wasn't the first time or the last time you'll hear that song on that stage.
Yes, I was very impressed.
Yes, yes.
From Amazing Grace into the older song called Elegantly Wasted.
We hide, we wait, want the good life. This ain't the good life. I'm elegantly wasted.
When they finished that, the lights went down, and then they came back up and started a song called
Hungry.
It sure was.
Followed it right with another new one called Never Let You Go.
If someday I find me the answer, move down south and marry a dancer, I could never let you go. And when he's holding you, you remember the day I met you, one cold December, I could never let you go.
Still got the crowd going, even on their new songs. I think that crowd knew a lot of their new CD stuff anyway.
You know, I noticed that too, that everybody knew those songs. They were dancing and singing and carrying on.
They really were. I mean, I was kind of surprised. But I tell you what, man, there's definitely some powerful, dedicated NXS fans there. Mostly girls.
Yeah. that is true.
Mostly girls. But I tell you what, man, as you know what, here, let's talk to a couple of the fans and see what they said about JD.
He's got it, and he's got such showmanship. It shows in his showmanship, and it shows in his the way he performs his songs, and just the fact that he's passionate about what he does.
Hey, what'd you think about JD?
Who's good? Who's
very good? Okay, well, I feel like it was cheating on Michael a little bit.
Oh.
I come in, and then he kind of won me over a little bit, and then he's doing the new Sensation song. I was like, okay. I got what you need, and I'm like, okay. And the new Sensation, I'm like, okay, I'm with you, JD.
Yeah, that's...
Man, I tell you what, those girls loved him, didn't they? I mean, they were all about JD, JD, JD. Here's what a couple more fans had to say about the show, and, you know, let's try not to say so much about JD, but how about the whole show? What did y'all think about it? You know, so here's some more fans telling us about the show.
So what did you think of the show?
It was awesome.
Awesome.
It was a great show. I loved it. Loved every moment of it. I did not sit down one time. I stood up the whole time.
So what did you think about the concert, sir?
Concert was amazing.
How about you, ma'am?
It's fantastic.
Fantastic. What did you like best about the concert?
I liked the shaking and grooving and the dancing and moving.
And they were right, weren't they?
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, everybody just loved the show, and they were excited, and of course, we were all excited with them, and we sat back there with them and waited for NXS, and waited for NXS, and waited, didn't we?
Yes.
So, the next song they broke out with was Need You Tonight.
I need you tonight, 'cause I'm not sleeping. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. I'm lonely. Can't take it all. Gonna live my life. So slide over here.
That's when it started. When he started doing this song, all those famous hits from the 80s.
Here they come.
Tonight, man, here comes an avalanche of hits.
Yep, there it comes, and everybody just sang. And I tell you what, JD encouraged it. And tell you what, man, he definitely knows how to get the crowd going, doesn't he?
Then here comes
What You Need.
Oh, man. I felt like I was in disco again.
You got that right.
Don't you know it's not easy when you gotta walk on that line? You and me.
Just dancing all around us, and he just looked around, and everybody was just singing and clapping and dancing. I mean, it was a great time, man.
The lights got low, the sax got soft.
Yes.
Next thing you know, they kicked right into
Kick, baby.
Sometimes you kick, sometimes you get kicked.
Yeah, boy, they did kick into it. And tell you what, JD knew how to kick also, didn't he?
Oh, man. He was running on the stage. I mean, he was literally running around.
Jumping and kicking. And I tell you what, man.
Flirting with the girls down front.
Oh, yeah. They were digging that.
And he was very nice to the fans. I mean, just like he was to us when
he really was. He really was, man. Thank you, JD, man. We appreciate your time with us, man.
The next song was the closure of the night. And that on the back screen, which was just a curtain that had like a video and some, you know, different lighting from time to time on that curtain, showed a video of different pictures of Las Vegas.
Yes, it did.
Which brought out the song
Pretty Vegas.
It ain't pretty after the show.
thought that was very cool, you know, because it tells you what the song was about and showed all the different places and, you know, the different kind of poker machines and slot machines. And that was really neatly done.
Yeah.
And then they said good night.
Y'all lined up, the arms around each other,
yes,
kicked the bows.
Yes, they did. And we waited, and we
waited. I tell you.
And we waited.
And listen to this. Listen to the screams here. In excess.
Woo!
Waiting on the encore.
Well, maybe it's way too early.
Oh, here they come.
Woo!
What a show. I tell you.
I'm telling you what, of course, it definitely was some loud screaming because there's a lot of girls in there screaming, but that was some loud screaming. And
now,
we screamed a while, too.
We reviewed the Train concert.
Mm-hmm.
They were energetic and they were loud, but they were nothing compared to tonight.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It was that incredibly loud and it just echoed. And I tell you, the rhyming, again, it just sounded so great, and the acoustic was so great, and screaming, and tell you what, like you said, man, you just heard it, that screaming is loud.
They started their encore when they finally came back out after probably 8 to 10 minutes, and they started off with the first song.
New Sensation, man.
What a new sensation.
The next song, which is one we sang with the crowd out on the backstage.
Yes, we did. And I tell you what, they were
waiting for them to come out. I said, let's just do a sing-along real quick. And then everybody just joined in and started singing, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I tell you what, everybody had a great time, man. The song they sang is
Never Tear Us Apart.
And here's a little bit of Never Tear Us Apart with the fans at the backstage.
Who wants to sing some NXS songs right here, right here? Everybody ready? Don't ask me. Come on.
What I know is true. Don't have to tell me. I love your precious heart. I was standing.
What?
Here and there. Two worlds collided. And they will never tear us apart.
Very good.
Don't ask me. What you know is true. Don't have to tell you. I love your precious heart. I was standing. You were there. Two worlds collided. And they could never tear us apart.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that sounded pretty darn good, didn't it, Mike?
Yeah, they know how to party.
Yes, they do, man. They were really
all over, didn't they?
It was.
We
Texas,
saw, yeah.
Washington.
We saw that.
Kentucky.
Word. Yes, yes.
I mean, everywhere. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I tell you what, there's definitely some diehard fans. Here's a couple more diehard fans that we talked to backstage, too.
Here's 10-year-old Zach and his mother.
I know what I'm going to say. I'm Zach Bowden, and I'm from Kentucky, and Rockstar NXS rocks.
Very good. Yeah.
Where did you get those drumsticks?
John Ferris.
John Ferris.
All right.
When did he do that?
Before the show.
Before the show.
What's your name?
Wendy Burden.
And what part of Kentucky?
Owensboro, Kentucky.
All the time that I come to Nashville is to go to the doctor.
What kind of doctor you go to?
Kids doctor.
Endocrinologist.
What does that do?
Hormones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hormone deficient.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do.
Man, I tell you what, was he not excited?
He had John Ferris,
yes.
gave him drumsticks, and he autographed them, and he autographed his shirt that he bought. Man, that guy was on cloud nine.
He really was. Hey, I tell you what, John made his day, and You know, I tell you what, you could tell just in his voice.
Now, this encore had four songs to it.
Yes.
But the next song came from their new CD, Switch, and it was...
Hot Girls.
Hot girls, they can break me, hot girls. You know what you're doing now, hot girls. Come and break me, hot girls. Take me where you are going.
And I like that, man. That was a good song.
Very high energy.
Yeah. It really was. I mean, so I definitely
dug that. That's a good CD. It's got a lot of good songs on it.
Yes, it does. It really does. A lot of good upbeat songs, and it, you know, it sounds like good old NXS, man.
I would encourage everybody, if you can't see NXS, at least buy the CD Switch.
Absolutely.
It's very good.
It really is.
The last song of the night was the first song I've ever heard from NXS. And when Andrew Ferris kicked in his keyboards...
Yes. That was perfect, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can remember seeing that video of Don't Change.
It's exactly right. Brought back memories, isn't it?
Yeah, Michael Hutchins shaking back and forth. And
man.
Don't change a thing for me.
Resolution of happiness. Things have been tough for too long.
A good surprise, wasn't it?
That was. That was great. And it was a great show because they got together and they put their arms around each other one more time, and man, we just had a great time tonight.
Yes, we did. I mean, it's another great, great show, and you can tell that we just had a great time, and we're glad you tuned in to us. And again, guys, we want to thank y'all for listening. Tell everybody about us. We want to thank our sponsors. And guess what else they need to do, Mike?
They need to vote for us.
Yes, they
people,
do.
Get on to concertblast.com. On the right-hand side, there's a vote link. There's also underneath that is what, Tom?
It is Frapper.
Frapper map.
Frapper map, guys. Pretty cool. Just click on it, and you'll see that it shows the different places where people have tuned in to us. So we kind of like to know where you're tuning in from. They're all over the world, and people are joining every single day. So click on Frapper also.
And we are just arrived at my house. If you noticed the road noise, we were on the way home from the concert. We reviewed the concert. So we just arrived at my house. Overall, this concert was a really good concert. But I must say that there are some things that really bothered me. First of all, the dance that he did with the microphone stand in Taste It. And then he followed that up with a few songs later with Amazing Grace. That didn't make sense. Now, to be critical about the song selection, I would have to say that they selected too many new songs. And I understand they're trying to push JD's songs out. And like I said, I don't take anything from him. He did a wonderful job as far as singing and as far as performing and his energy level and his appreciation of having the Ryman to host NXS. But some of the songs they left out that I thought should have been put into the show, to me, was songs like This Time, The One Thing, The Devil Inside, and Stairs. And if they had put those in and cut out about three or four of the new songs, they did eight new songs. If they'd done half the new songs that they did and put those in, you couldn't ask for a better show. There's one more thing that bothered me, was his language at the end of the show. The language was clean all the way to the very end. There was no need for that. Again, I will say, take nothing away from JD. He's an excellent front man. He just did some things in there that I thought was unnecessary. What we want to do is say, maybe next time Brian can join us for a podcast.
I hope so, man. I tell you what, man, him and his Predators game. But again,
he didn't feel good.
He didn't feel good. So you know what? We'll definitely we'll get him going because we've got to keep him from slacking. But yeah, we'll definitely get Brian going into it. Again, for Concert Blast, this is Tom.
This is Mike. God bless you all.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself. Again,